commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
For a Friday morning in Lent, let's talk about the Reverend Fred Phelps. The Apostle John witnessed that God is love. Paul, who became more analytical in his preaching, talked less about the law and more about divine forgiveness towards the end of his recorded life. And St. Peter, zealous, impulsive, very human while following Christ, ultimately opened the Christian church to Gentiles in Rome, the ultimate act of inclusion and love. And then we come to the Reverend Fred Phelps Sr., who left this mortal coil yesterday at age 84. You know him by his works. His Westboro Baptist Church picketed the funerals of soldiers, claiming that their deaths was God's wrath for our nation's permissive attitudes towards gays. His calling cards, those signs that said, "God hates fags." His ministry made appearances in Wausau a few years ago. His supporters picketed outside my church, First United Methodist, suggesting that this was one of many congregations that had gone astray on the issue of homosexuality. That same day, the Reverend Phelps' flock picketed the funeral of a fallen soldier in Wausau. But an honor guard of bikers shielded their signs from the mourners and family members, similar to the human angels that acted as shields when the Westboro Baptist Church picketed the funeral of Matthew Shepard, depicted in the Laramie Project. Lessons about God's love did not seem to be a part of the Reverend Phelps' ministry. He preached of a God of judgment and retribution. He was a minimalist concerning grace and forgiveness. Hypothetically, let's concede Reverend Phelps' point that gay sex is sinful. Well, then he becomes an even less likable character, spending his entire ministry pushing sinners further away from salvation. Almost no one would want to know the God that Reverend Phelps spoke of. The Old Testament depicts a God of retribution. Cities are destroyed, men are turned to pillars of salt, and floods pour down as God's patience runs out. The Christianity of the New Testament speaks of divine mercy that no man is worthy of. Does God's grace run out? Well, if so, we would be putting limits on the Almighty. We place God in a small box by our own narrow beliefs. That's what Fred Phelps was like, a small man who prayed to a small God. If it wasn't for the hurt he'd inflicted on others, I'd feel pity for him. Yet the best Christian traditions are of a God without limits, the Alpha and the Omega, from the depths to the heavens, the author of all things. My prayer today is that the Reverend Fred Phelps is with a God that is greater than his expectations, and that grace flows abundantly beyond what I can imagine.